I'm no longer the mascot of an evil corporation.
Little Simpsons movie joke here. That's right, folks. The House of Mouse lost its mouse. And Mickey Mouse is now an independent property, man. He's a public IP that's getting his own horror movie. In honor of that, I decided, hey, you know what? To honor Mickey Mouse getting his own horror movie sometime soon, let's honor another public domain character who got his own horror movie. That's right, folks. I'm doing a Moonlight Kingdom reviews on Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, who is getting a sequel. Yeah, just saw the trailer and it looks okay. I mean, it's kind of like this movie, you know, like, it looks okay, but we'll see what it is when it, you know, shakes out. Anyway, this is an episode of Moonlight Kingdom Reviews, and we are reviewing Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. All right, let's delve into some background for this here, Diddy. The film Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, directed by Rhys Frake Waterfield. Screenplay by Rhys Frake Waterfield. Produced by Rhys Frake Waterfield and Scott Jeffrey. Edited by Rhys Frake Waterfield. I'm surprised it also isn't starring Rhys Frake Waterfield, but then again, that would be way too many hats for one dude to handle. He ain't M. Night Shyamalan up in this piece. Anyway, yeah, with a running time of 84 minutes, a very brisk running time, mind you. Though, to be honest, in some areas it does feel like it does drag. Though you gotta give the movie props for brevity. In and out, nice and easy. Filmed in the UK with a budget of $100,000, this movie raked in a total box office of $6 million. Now that doesn't sound like much, given like the blockbuster landscape of Hollywood nowadays. And you know, if this were a proper studio film with a solid budget, that would be a total failure, man. Like, if this had like the average studio budget of like, I don't know, let's say $10 million, this would have been an abysmal loss. But no, this movie making a budget of $6 million is actually a huge win in its eyes, because on a budget of $100,000, this movie making $6 million, that's a lot of simoleons there, man. Well, yeah, I don't know how much that adds up to. So I'm just gonna take a wild guess and say this movie made about 60 times its budget. So yeah, that's enough for plenty of sequels, which is clearly what they have planned, seeing as there's a sequel coming, and not only that, but a potential shared universe. That's right, people, we're getting a shared universe of childhood characters turned horror movie characters that could include likes of Peter Pan. Yep. Oh, that's definitely going to be weird, man. That's definitely going to be out there. Like, I could totally see a Peter Pan story. Hell, I would love, not love to, but like, it would definitely be interesting to see a Peter Pan story that's an outright horror. There were elements of that in like that 2003 one. It was definitely the darkest telling of Peter Pan, but it wasn't a horror. So if you took like some of the darker undertones of that movie and had it be a full-on movie where Peter Pan is the villain kidnapping these kids and Captain Hook is the dude trying to stop them, that could be something. That could be a solid film to work into. But that's neither here nor there. That was some of the background on this movie. The music for this film was done by Andrew Scott Bell. It was produced, the production companies were Jagged Edge Productions and ITN Studios. It was distributed by Altitude Film Distribution. It came out in the 26th of January in New Mexico and the 10th of March in the United Kingdom. Oh, based on the character of Winnie Pooh, this adaptation, well, now we know the background of this here adaptation, let's get into the adaptation itself on this here episode of Moonlight Kingdom Reviews. Okay, now on to the actual review itself. Man! Oh, Winnie the Pooh and his pals of the Hundred Acre Wood. Well, the movie basically opens with this pretty charming animated narration, you know, like it's done like, I don't know, it's in sketch form. It's like a sketch on 2D paper, you know, like that brown paper they had back in the day. They don't really sell that anymore, but they used to, but yeah, it's cool. So the story is the typical Christopher Robin story. Christopher Robin was a kid, went out into the woods, met these half-human, half-animal hybrids, you know, Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, all them. And as a kid, he went out, hung out with them, took them food, treated them as friends. You know, he loved them and they loved him. And this carried on for years. And one day, Christopher Robin had to go to college, and he left. He didn't come back. While he was gone, winter came, and, you know, there was no food. The whole land was barren. The animals started to starve. And in their starvation, they decided to eat poor old Eeyore. This event was so horrifying, so traumatizing that, you know, it changed them forever. They hated what they did, and they vowed never to speak again because of it. And they blamed old Christopher Robin for abandoning them, because if he hadn't abandoned them, this wouldn't have happened. Eeyore would be alive. They wouldn't be cannibals. They now make it a mission to, like, you know, kill anyone who comes into their woods and feast on them. Yeah, that's the shticks. The movie kicks off with Christopher Robin and his wife coming into the woods, and he's like, oh man, I'm gonna show you my dear old friends. Like, we used to hang out, you know, when I was a kid. You know, it was Eeyore and Pooh and Piglet, and it was so much fun. I gotta show you them. You know, it's gonna be so cool. You gotta meet these people. And the girlfriend's like, you know, it's highly unlikely that they're real. You know, she thinks they're imaginary. And, you know, Piglet and them descend on them. They kill dude's girlfriend. And then, you know, they corner Christopher Robin, and he's like, it's kind of funny. Because the dude is like, no, 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 please. No, no, no. There's something wrong with Piglets. He's talking to, like, Pooh. He's like, there's something wrong with Piglets. He killed my wife. Oh, no, not you too. This, I hope you don't mind dude continuously saying, no, no, no. Please, no, no. Ah! And it cuts to black. And then it goes back to that animation style from the beginning. But instead of the, like, yellow paper, black ink writing, the paper is now pitch black, and it's drawn in white. And it's like shows them dragging him back to the freaking cave. And then they show him, like, the bones of some animal. I think it's Eeyore, but I'm not sure. And then it shows, like, this pit of fire that has a body in it that's burning. And when I was watching this, I thought, damn. They really just grabbed Christopher Robin, showed him this body, and then roasted his ass. Nope, that's not what happened. What really happened was, you know, that body that they burned up was his wife's, and they later on kept him prisoner. And, like, I'm assuming on a daily basis, like, Winnie the Pooh uses this, like, whip made of hair to whip Christopher Robin. And this has been going on for, I'm guessing, 5 years? It's going on for a while, because, like, when the movie begins, he's got, like, short hair and he's clean shaven. And then when we see him again, he's got, like, his hair's all mangled and he's got a beard going. You know, he's got whip marks all over him. And this whip made of hair that Winnie the Pooh has is hair from the dude's wife's corpse that they make him look at every day because they've, like, tied him up in such a way that he has to face the direction where the corpse is. So, like, yeah. Every day he's reminded of, like, man, like, your wife is dead because of you. All this is happening because of you. You know, like, they're just tormenting him. They don't want to kill him. They want him alive. They want him to suffer as they suffer. And they're keeping him alive. I think they're, like, force feeding him honey or something. But so the movie then kicks off to the real main characters, this group of friends. We're staying in this house somewhere in the 100-acre wood. But before that shows off, the movie has the opening credits and we get the news position about, like, don't go out in the woods today. Like, you know, there's been 100-acre murders. Another body has been found. Like, and someone was like, I thought he was going. There's, like, newspaper clippings of survivors being like, I thought he was going to kill me. He looked like he had a mask on. It was some kind of, you know, like, the Winnie the Pooh and his buddies have been busy offing people during their time at the 100-acre wood. That's what's been happening here. So then, you know, we cut to this group of friends who are staying in this cabin in the middle of 100-acre woods. It essentially helped this other friend move, like, gain some semblance of peace because she was stalked by some dude and it really terrified her, and they're moving to the woods to, like, get away from all that. There's supposed to be 6 of them. The 6th friend gets lost and winds up being chased and, you know, horribly offed by Winnie the Pooh. But not before he like while he's trying to kill her, like her shirt gets ripped off and like with like this nudity in this movie, and this is why, like, she gets her shirt ripped off before she like goes in the shredder, because it's like, because like, yeah, I'm a murderous psycho half man half bear hybrid, but like show some skin, baby, like, just really. I get it, you know, this is a rated R horror movie and, you know, you can do that, but like, why? Also, this cast is like mostly female, so it's not like you can get that nudity in a sex scene or something, but like, this is how you do it? I mean, there's a character who gets into who's like swimming in a jacuzzi. You couldn't have snuck the nudity in there as opposed to this? Like, what gives? But anyway, whatever. He throws him into a wood chipper. There's some inventive kills in this movie. I'll give it that much. This movie has... Okay, no, not some inventive kills. There's some pretty solid kills. You know, someone gets bonked on the head with a sledgehammer. Someone goes into a wood chipper. A person gets run over by a car. Not even like a quick... But like slowly, like Batman Arkham Knight interrogating thing where he'll like drive the Batmobile right up to dude's head. And he'll like rev the engine as he slowly inches towards it. But this dude ain't doing nothing slowly. He slowly be running someone over, but like it's like that, like rough. You see head like splat and eyeball pop out. This movie is gruesome. It's freaking gruesome, man. Like, it gets really nasty in places, man. This movie does a lot with its $100,000 budget. There are movies with like $1 million in the freaking budget that don't go this far with their gore. Ah, but yeah. The movie itself, you know, once the deaths start, there's a death in this movie that like doesn't make sense. There's this woman that the group discovers. See, after two of their friends have been killed, there's like three of them left, and the three discover this woman who's being held hostage by the, you know, Winnie the Pooh and Piglet. And the lady explains that they've been keeping her there, and every day, like, she gets maimed by the Piglet. That's all she's been in. Every day, she gets horribly maimed by Piglets, and once she sees her reflection, she snaps and decides she's gonna go kill them. Like, because, you know, they could just leave. They could all very easily just run, you know, from where they are there. But nope, this woman decides, I'm going to go freaking rogue and kill them. And she fails, ultimately gets killed herself. But then they run and, you know, they run into these guys. I think they're hunters or something. And rather than escape, like, she lays out perfectly, like, you know, someone's after us, you know, like, he's trying to get us, and we need to leave. They're like, what's going on? Like, wait, is that the guy who's after you? Like, come on, we gotta go, you don't understand. I hate when people do something, like, there's a life or death situation, and they're like, we need to leave, you don't understand what's going on. Explain, then. Don't be like, you don't understand, but don't explain. You're doing a terrible job explaining if you just keep saying you don't understand. Just say, there's a guy out there, he's killed some of our friends, and he's chasing us. Get us out of here. That's, you know, that's really all you need to say, but whatever. So the guys jump Winnie the Pooh. You know, they attack him with weapons. One guy cracks a freaking bottle over his head, and that's the last straw. Because he just... The one guy who tries to go after him, the guy who slapped the bottle over his head, he slaps that guy so hard, he busts him open. He, like... Because he gets slapped on the back of the head. Then he, like, looks up and his face... See, the mask, like, the Winnie the Pooh face that the guy's had on hasn't really moved much. It hasn't had reason to. But in this shot, it, like, full on, like, pulls this angry, like, you can actually see him getting mad. You don't hear him growling or anything, but you can see, like, okay, now I'm mad. And he whoops everybody, just brutally massacres all these freaking hunter dudes. The ghosts try to get away, but he catches up to him. And then Christopher Robin makes the save by, you know, ramming a truck between the trucks and, like, Pooh's wedged in there. But he manages to bust out, and he kills the last surviving girl. And Christopher Robin, upon realizing, like, his friend is beyond help, decides to, like, escape into the sequel. My question is this, man. You just now click that your friend is beyond help. They're murdering your wife, murdering these other people, didn't clinch it for you that this is not, they're not your friends anymore. It wasn't until they killed everybody that you were like, nah, there's no save, there's no salvaging this. We gotta go. Woo! No, 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 no. As he fucking runs off. No, man, like, this is, well, this guy's dumb. Like, there's so much dumbness going on here. Like, for instance, the girl I mentioned earlier who was in the jacuzzi, she gets killed despite knowing that someone is out there. She saw some, she was taking a selfie, she looked in the selfie and saw, wait, there's a dude there. There's a dude in the selfie picture, and she looks around, she doesn't see anybody, like, she's aware that there is someone out there. There is very much someone out there who shouldn't be out there, like, are you telling me your fight or flight isn't ringing right now? Like, wait, we're in the middle of the woods, and there's someone out here that I don't recognize. Freaking alarm, lady, run, you know, do something. And she's just like, screw it, you're not going to ruin my fun. Wherever you are, get lost. She just goes back to, like, swimming, whatever. Like, what the hell? I know horror movie characters have to be stupid, but, like, this is... I know some horror movie characters have to be stupid, otherwise the movie doesn't happen. But this is beyond that. This is... ugh. Kids know to run away from people they don't know. Little kids. Ugh. Whatever, man. This movie, music. Well, the music definitely set a eerie atmosphere. It really harkens back to, like, other Cabin in the Woods type movies. It had that feel to it. In terms of the acting, that left a lot to be desired. I mean, what can you do on a $100,000 budget? That probably went more to special effects and, like, gore and makeup and stuff like that than it did anything else. But, like, that's not knocking the people in the movie. It's just, like, you know, acting is not what... it's not this movie's strong suit. The premise alone is this movie's strong suit. You can... if you have a solid premise, you can get away with a lot. And this movie does that. So, sure, this movie does a lot with a little. Let me say that much. This movie does a lot with a little. And the... well, I will give props to the masks for, like, Pooh and Piglet. The reimagining of Winnie the Pooh, this lovable childhood figure, and you turn him into this, like, I don't know, this villainous monster that exists only to seemingly kill, and make Piglet this snarling beast, like a pig with tusks coming out and everything. That was a good call. That was a good mask, you know, and I dug that. That was a good part of the movie. The movie was gory, funny in places. It was funny in places, like, there were places they weren't trying to be funny, but they were funny in some places. And the idea that, you know, friends feeling like they were abandoned by someone who, like, feeling abandoned and taking it badly, you know, upon the return, like, oh, here comes Christopher Robin, like, nothing happened. It's, you know, it's, does, there do be some people like that who react negatively to a friend, like, I haven't seen you in years, and here you come strolling back like nothing happened, like, no, you didn't come visit, no talk, nothing, and now you're just coming back like we're supposed to be friends. Like, forget that, you know. I can kind of see that. I can't see it to the point that I would go on no murderous rampage, but, you know, it's a solid premise. Execution, you know, was executed well. I mean, it's not, it's definitely, it's an interesting idea done in an interesting way. So, I mean, it's, I liked it, but I had no reason to watch it again. I mean, like, it's definitely a movie that you can, if you're a fan of Winnie the Pooh, like, you'll hate, you'll either love this or you'll hate this. It's definitely one of those movies. It's a movie you'll either love it or you'll absolutely freaking hate it. There's no in between. You'll hate it, the idea of it, too. The very idea of it will either be something you love and are curious to see, or something you hate and want nothing to do with. That's what I say on this one. So I'm looking at the movie, the acting, and the look of it all. There were some moments in the movie where it was just too dark. It was generally, like, too dark. I'm like, okay, I'm having trouble seeing what's going on here. But other than that, you know, other than all that, the movie itself was definitely watchable. It was a solid watch. It was a solid watch that I have no reason. It was good, but I have no reason to see it again. So And it's, you know, set to kick off a whole, you know, childhood character reimagined universe. So that to one side, you know, looking at this movie standing on its own, seeing how it ends with like the serious downer ending, like, you know, evil wins, you know, everyone dies and Christopher Robin escapes. That was, it's just the bleakness of it all. There was seldom moments where it seemed like the heroes might win, like, damn, they might just get away. There were a very few of those moments, and they were immediately undercut with moments of, no, you're not! Like, because then Pooh would reemerge, or, like, something would happen. You know, just, I'm gonna give this a 5 out of 10. Yeah, I'd give it a solid 5 out of 10, man. This movie is definitely 5 out of 10 worthy. I liked it, but I have no reason to see it again. It was a good idea that was executed as well as it could be, with the budget it was given, the amount of time that it was made in, and, like, you know, just everything is. If this was a movie with, like, if you just took Winnie the Pooh as a horror movie, you know, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and the Honey, and you gave it, like, I don't know, to a proper studio, a $5 million budget, put some, you know, solid B-list actors in there, it would have been a better movie, but it would not, it might have been a better movie, but it would not have made back the amount of money it made. It would not have done as well as it did, because with, you know, higher production values, higher, you know, more expensive actors and such, it would have just not, it wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't have worked as it did. No. This movie was someone capitalizing on an opportunity that presented itself. That's what this was. An opportunity presented itself, and someone capitalized on it in a pretty solid way. So 5 out of 10. Yeah. That's what I have to say on Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Yeah, this has been yet another episode of Moonlight Kingdom Reviews. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Even Light Citizens.